All right, it's that time on a Friday. Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, roll out the tool shed nominees, the folks in sports or wannabes who injected themselves into our orbit for all the wrong reasons. But first, bring in the landlord to open the Crunch Time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
The first contestant, the man whose proper name is Aubrey Graham. You know him as Drake. So this is not a commentary because I don't know his music, his acting, what he does as an entrepreneur. But this, it's listed on his IMDb page. So this guy has taken self-important annoying to pretty unique levels. And I'm not even talking about stepping out of line on the sidelines. I'm not even talking about massaging Raptor coach Nick Nurse's shoulders during a game or getting in the face of Draymond Green like another phony tough guy. Did you guys see the video of him after last night's win? He comes out of the arena and addresses the media, which is like kind of waiting for him, morons. Like he just finished playing, showered, did his post-game interviews, got his ring, got to shake hands over the O'Brien. I mean, he is just barking out some stupid crap. First of all, he broke my major cardinal rule. He used the term we, even though he doesn't play for the Raptors. And here's the quote. We did this because of heart. We did this off of love. We willed this into existence. We manifested this. Seriously, don't watch this if you just ate or you're going to eat soon because you're going to vomit. Next up, Rolfi Ferreira Cruz. So he's the guy accused of shooting Red Sox legend David Ortiz. And by the way, he's got a hell of a rap sheet. Beyond this, he's also connected to two 2017 armed robberies in North Jersey, by the way, Clifton, and he used to live in Patterson. I lived in both those places, and I'm telling you, I had nothing to do with those crimes. But that aside, his story, he shot the wrong guy? That the people who paid him for the hit only told him the color of the clothing the intended target was wearing. Really? Here's $8,000. Shoot the guy in the blue shirt. Well, I don't know that the jury's going to consider that. I got to go with what the prosecutor said on this one. Said he's trying this angle to avoid getting hung in prison. And another good point. The Dominican Republic is in a very big place. Everybody knows who David Ortiz is. This story just gets more and more messed up. Next up, the Golden State apologists. Well, for openers, take your asterisk and, well, stick it up your asterisk. Because no question the champs were incredibly shorthanded. And by the time the buzzers sounded last night, it looked like the Golden State Warriors. They're banged up. But, you know, they swept Portland without Durant. And certainly this Toronto team matched up much better with Golden State than the Blazers. But they lost all three games at home. Seriously, we talked about it during the season. This team got blown out at home more this year by 20 points than they had the previous four seasons combined. Certainly, they were the West 1 seed. I get that. But I never got the same aura of domination you felt the past 4 years as they pretty much dominated with the occasional scare or speed bump. Look, I think you got to understand, when you win a title, there's definitely some luck. And part of that luck is staying healthy. Sure, you got to execute and have the skill set and have the proper pieces in place. But for those folks, this is a legit title for the Raptors. Let it go, doff your cap, and like we played earlier, just sing We Are the Champions. I'm going to go with Drake. If there's a, let's face it, he's a freaking tool.
I would like it to be known that on September 30th, 2013, Toronto-based rapper Drake was announced as the new global ambassador for the Toronto Raptors, thereby joining the executive committee of his hometown NBA's team. I think he has the right to say we.
You mean like yes or W-E?
Who knows? Uh-huh.
No, he's in the tool shed. I'm overriding it.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone! He gone.